Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam and here's Danielle.
Hi.
So happy new year.
Oh, happy new year.
Right?
Yeah.
To everybody listening, thank you so much for joining us for 2020.
A new decade. You sound like Barbara Walters.
2020.
This is 2020.
That was her show, right? 2020?
Yeah. And The View.
What do you mean?
Well, she started The View and she was on it for
a long
time.
Oh, she started The View.
Yeah. I don't think she's on anymore ever. I don't know. Like, she's kind of like not really around much anymore.
Her show was 2020. That was the name.
2020. 2020.
I have to enunciate
when
I
speak. I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020.
Yeah, so Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year. Yes.
That's exciting.
I hope everyone had a great New Year. Today my stomach was hurting so badly and I was like, that's weird. And I was like, no, it's actually really not.
No, I'm still exhausted, by the way.
From all the food?
No, from New Year's Eve. Oh. I mean, we went to bed at 3 a.m.
I did not.
Well, you went to bed at like 2:30 maybe.
Oh, was it that late?
Maybe 2, but I woke you up at 2:30.
Yes, you did.
So then, yeah, so
you
3 o'clock.
You're riding the New Year with a bang.
Damn right. So at 3 o'clock, we went to bed, but the kids were up in the basement.
I know, and we had a whole bunch of friends slept over, and I felt so bad because I could not stay up another minute, so I went upstairs. And then the next morning, I was like, I guess they put my kids to bed because I
Who
didn't
knows?
Do it.
No, nobody knows what happens to their kids. We had 4 families sleep over, kids in the basement, adults in bedrooms.
Yep.
And
I still have not gone down the basement. I'm too scared.
It's not as bad as you would think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could go down there. It smells.
Oh. But fantastic. Okay, good.
No, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good friends.
But the food, man.
Yeah, it was so good, though.
So it's, all appetizers. Can't go wrong. And now everyone's starting their stupid fucking health diet.
Well, there's like Peloton commercials all over the place now.
Everything. Everything is Weight Watchers, Peloton. It's like, all right, let me be because I still, my favorite food holiday is Super Bowl and we're not there yet. I'll start after Super Bowl.
I woke up the next morning. I turned on the TV and one of the news shows was on in the morning and they had fitness people on the news program, like doing exercises and showing you how to get in shape for the new year.
On New Year's Day?
On New Year's Day at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, fuck you, number one, for showing this.
Right.
Okay, look, I want to be in shape. I get it.
Right.
Not New Year's Day morning.
I know people who took a gym class New Year's Day.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's I know people stupid. Who did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's dumb.
Well, they're committed. I mean, I guess, hey, I'm a little jealous
that
I don't have that kind of. I don't have that kind of. I ate scones.
you did eat scones. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I ate. Holy shit, that night's a blur. I do remember though that we had the New Year celebration on the TV. All the kids were downstairs, and all of the adults were just hanging in the bar room, and it was like 11:55. And everybody just rushed to the TV, watched the ball drop, had a celebration. At 12 a.m. and 30 seconds, the kids were back downstairs and we were back in the ballroom hanging
out.
Right,
right. Perfect. Perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
Our dogs were freaking out from all the horns and everything. All right. So we're starting this year with how to not get pregnant.
That's a great New Year's resolution.
2020.
It's a great New Year's resolution for us.
For us. Yeah.
For anybody else who is not us.
Well, I wanted to say I also definitely want to do a fertility, a bunch of fertility episodes. But I do know that a lot of people deal with that also, you know, that
of course,
that there's a lot of people out there who their goal is to get pregnant this year, or it has been for a while. And I definitely want to cover all of that too, because, you know, it's obviously something that's important to talk about also. But this is, I think, something also that, listen, before we were even trying to get pregnant, whether we had trouble or didn't, we were all in to some degree, well, unless we were abstinent, we were all some degree like worried about possibly getting pregnant before we knew whether or not we could.
I have that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, trust me, I have.
Okay. Yes, and having me as a girlfriend magnified that by 4,000 times.
Oh, yes.
Because of my OCD. So, yes. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I had so few boyfriends.
Is that the reason why?
Probably.
Is that the reason why you didn't have sex until I was the second?
I had a few guys break up with me because I wouldn't have sex with them.
Yeah.
I need you to start, though, because I wanted to start with being in school and stuff. And my first time even ever using any kind of birth control was when I was 20, when I first had sex.
Right.
So the first time I ever saw, that's not true. When I was in high school, I had a boyfriend, and the first time I ever gave a blowjob, I made him put on a flavored condom.
Really? What flavor?
I don't remember flavor. I really don't.
I thought you would.
I don't, but I
would think
him
like
put
by
that
now,
on.
You would never eat that gum flavor again or something?
What gum flavor?
No, I'm saying like whatever flavor his condom was, you would never.
I'm sure it just tasted like rubber. Who knows? Right. But anyway, we wound up like halfway through. It was taking him so long because of the condom that I was like, oh my God, okay, just fucking take it off. Like, it's taking too long.
Yeah.
But that was really the only time I had ever seen, and I think it was really dark or anything. I don't remember. But other than that, I hadn't really seen like condoms or anything. So you started a lot earlier than I did.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. So what did I ask you?
You asked me if I remember the first time I put a condom on, and I don't.
Oh.
But I do know that it was not for sex.
So what was it for?
And it was not with another woman.
Oh, you just wanted to see what it was like?
It was for masturbating.
And
I realized, like, after I learned about masturbating, which was actually very late, by the way. I mean, I went from masturbation to sex fast.
Well, I guess once you realize, like, you can do it to yourself, you're like, damn.
Well, yeah, I remember I was 14 when this happened. So I didn't masturbate until I was 14 years old.
I don't think that's that late.
I think back in the day, maybe it was. Today, maybe not. Do I have it wrong?
I don't know. I don't think I was that much younger. And I totally learned about it by accident.
Well, I might have told this story a long time ago. The first time I ever, first experience I had, obviously, hand job, you know.
A girl?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. From a girl.
Or from yourself.
No. That's the point of my story.
We don't say, obviously, don't think that's most people's
but
first,
that's why
right?
That's why I was kind of
okay.
Like, stumbling on my words here.
Go ahead.
So was in a movie theater.
Is that for real?
For real. Went to see House Party. Remember that movie? Kid and Play, of course.
Okay.
And we were sitting in the front row.
What?
And I think there were some witnesses. I'm not sure, but I think there was some like chanting going on in the background.
Like your friends or strangers?
No, I think strangers.
Oh my God.
At a House Party movie. And she did that and finished there.
And on the seats?
On the seats.
Oh, God.
And I remember.
I always worry about that in the movie theater.
I remember going home and being like, oh, my God, I can do this. I don't need her for this. So I was 14. So I was, you know, doing that I was masturbating for a while. And then, you know, I had my whole thing set up where I would have my toilet paper that I'd wrap around three times and put it on my stomach. So I wouldn't mess myself up, and I got the lotion over here and there. I just knew I had the whole procedure, and then I realized, oh my God, there's condoms, no cleanup.
So you went and bought condoms for yourself?
For myself.
Wow.
I didn't say to the person I was buying them from that's what it was for.
That was a good idea.
I was like, oh, I got, you know, this girl lined up. No, it was for myself. So I brought it home, and put it on and masturbated with the condom on and thinking, oh my God, like this is a revelation.
So it's not like sex where it feels so much better without the condom.
I guess, well, if you're using lotion, that's one thing, but like dry hand,
well, yeah,
not good.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I guess lotion hand better than condom, but at the time when I didn't know very much different.
Right.
It was great.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was minimal cleanup. It was great. So the first time I used a condom, yes, on myself.
Yeah, that's one of the only things I think that we have easier than you guys do is that we can masturbate really easily.
I know. I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just literally.
All night long, I could do it.
Shut the door, turn over.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to turn over.
No cleanup, no anything.
Yeah. No. You just. No, and you can go again and again. Like, you don't have to wait.
Again and again?
Yeah, again and again and again. Like, just keep going.
It's so funny because
the first time is the best though, and then after that it's like ripple effects, like an aftershock.
It's so funny because I always think to myself, like if I start masturbating, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do this once and then I'm gonna relax and do it again, and then
for the first time I'm done.
I'm like, I don't even wanna do this anymore. Right. I'm so done. It was great.
Right.
I'm done. Bedtime.
All right, so that's the first time you used a condom.
Yeah, with myself.
Okay. And then, do you remember being taught how to put a condom on?
No. I do remember pinch the head, roll it down. That was
the
technique. Yeah, so there's no air, so it can't. Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember where I learned that from. Maybe it was health ed or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But no, I was never, I don't remember.
Yeah, the only place I really learned about it when I was younger, I had an Our Bodies, Ourselves book that my mom... or my aunt, one or the other, had gotten for me. And it was like, back then, the Our Bodies, Ourselves book was like, your parents had to be really progressive and liberal if they were buying you that book. Like, that was like, it had everything. It was meant for, like, middle school age. So
yeah,
that was the manual, sort of. Hmm. That was, you know, you had your school sex ed, which taught you just basically shame-based stuff for the most part. And then you had, if you had Our Bodies, Ourselves, it was just... everything. So I think it started like back, it was almost like a women's lib kind of book at first.
Is this a women's like for girls growing up, or because I don't remember this book.
I don't think it's something that you would buy for boys, but maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong. I just know that I had it, my cousins all had it, my sister, like we all got it.
So it's a book
at like 12, I think we got
for
it.
Like preteen or teen teaching you about your body.
Yeah, and I think now there are a ton of them. Like I'm now, sure. Yeah. Now, I mean, yeah. Now they have pop-up books for like 3 years.
Pop-up.
No, I'm serious. Ooh, that's for real.
For
they
real?
Do. Absolutely. They have like books at 3 years old that you can buy that's like a pop-up vagina or like.
At 3 years old?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
You can see all that. Yes.
For a three-year-old.
Yes, it's like, it's not like a here's how you put on a condom, but it's like a here's the, you know, the body parts and the right words and everything and the anatomically correct. Absolutely. But they didn't have that even when our kids, like, I think that's new.
A sex pop-up book.
Well, it's not a sex pop-up book.
Did they have
the
adult version of that? Is it 3D?
You're going to have to do some research.
Is there augmented reality involved?
Oh, God. There's got to be an app for that. Okay, so when we were first dating, we always used condoms, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think I asked you, like, did you ever have an experience where you, like, didn't use a condom with someone and you got really nervous about it? Because I was the type when I was dating, I was like, if a boy was, like, feeling me up, I wanted to be, like, put on a condom. Like, I couldn't even enjoy myself, really, because of my OCD. Like, I was the kid who, even if... I hadn't had sex and I didn't. I was like, I need to take a pregnancy test. I think I'm pregnant. Like, I was crazy.
Oh, I remember.
I know.
Yeah.
I really was. I was crazy about it. And it's sad because, like, on the one hand, I look back and I think to myself, I wish I had been more experimental when I was in my 20s and everything like that. Well, I guess more in my late teens. And then I think to myself, you know what? I couldn't have, though. I forget how anxious I was about it all that... You know, it wouldn't have, had I, every time I would have done something or had a one night stand or anything, it would have been miserable for me because of my OCD, which makes me sad.
I understand. But also, we grew up in the 80s when AIDS was the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It was all over the place. It was taking over the world. It was the worst disease you could get. It was prevalent out there in the media, and you know, it was on TV. It was everywhere you looked, it was AIDS. So it was a scary thing that if you don't have sex with a condom, you could get AIDS. And that's what we were taught.
Yeah.
So it was very, so that might have.
Well, not only just sex, oral sex. And, you know, we, at one point when we were younger, they were still trying to determine exactly what caused, like, was it toilet seats? Was it, like,
I remember that.
Remember,
too,
like,
yeah.
That there was a time when we just didn't even know how, not contagious, what's the word? But, you know, how.
Well, contagious is.
Okay,
right,
so we didn't even know to what extent. So, we, you know, it was right, like still a mystery.
Can you kiss somebody and get AIDS? Right, can you, like, right. Is it saliva transferable?
Right. Yeah, it was at the beginning of the you know, the disease. We didn't really know. Yeah. So, yeah, it was
so scary. So, it was scary to mm-hmm. think about. So, we just overcame. So, we weren't having sex in the 80s. But come the 90s, it was still a thing that was in our minds. So, it was a scary thing.
Yeah. And I was in New York City. I wasn't at some liberal arts small school somewhere. I was meeting guys in bars and stuff. That's what you did at NYU. You didn't go to, there were no fraternity parties. You were at bars meeting strange guys. So that's doubled mm-hmm. as scary and all dangerous.
Right. What was your question?
I think it was, did you ever like have sex without a condom? And then afterwards you're like, holy shit, what did I do?
Did I ever have sex without a condom? Like I don't
in the moment, you're just like, fuck it, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, but I think maybe once, maybe twice before you. I did not do that often or a lot before you.
I know, you were surprisingly responsible about that stuff.
I loved having sex. I love girls. I love the whole thing.
We know.
But I didn't want kids. I didn't want diseases. Mm-hmm. I didn't want, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So... I never had a scare really until you gave me the scare
every single month.
A week.
Right, right. Once a week. That's true.
I mean, you,
I sure could take the fun out of it.
You,
man.
I mean, if people could listen and can understand that I was driving to Target once a week to 2 weeks to buy a pregnancy. We could have invested into our pregnancy test company and saved money.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
How many
and not just
tests?
One pregnancy test.
No,
multiple.
No, we had to buy different brands just in case one wasn't accurate.
Right.
And the other wasn't accurate. The third might equal out the first two. And
I know. I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, I remember like 11 o'clock at night, like after sex. Like 30 seconds after sex, we got to go to Target. We have to get a pregnancy test right now and find out what's going on.
I know. It was my OCD. And then I would like tell my mom. I would be like, I think I might be pregnant. And she's like, okay. And I was like, oh, that's it? She's like, yeah, all right. Well, we'll figure it out. And I was sort of like,
well, she knew.
But
I
I'm still nervous. Like it wasn't even about the outcome of what happened. That's what's OCD. That's the thing about OCD is that you get so like, it's not logical. It doesn't matter. It's the what if. It wasn't even that I was so scared about what was going to happen. It was just,
right.
You know, it doesn't even make any sense.
Well, no, I think your mom was just happy about the fact that we had probably just gone to Atlantic City. You thought I was in the mafia and things were good and it would be taken care of.
No, I think she was sort of like, all right, you know, listen.
No, she's being realistic.
What happens?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so I think as far as condoms go, like we used that until, well, I was on the pill too, and we used condoms.
Were you good about being on the pill?
No, terrible.
That's what I
Which is
think.
So not in keeping with my OCD.
Well, I know, because I'm thinking back, because I have no idea how you were about being on the pill.
That's terrible.
But thinking about you, I can imagine how terrible you were. But on the opposite side, like you said, with your OCD, like what was that all about?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that's why I was always so nervous. Well, first of all, I was commuting into the city and everything a lot of the time when we were first dating, or I was in the city and my life was just not, there was nothing scheduled about my life and you're supposed to take it at the same time of day. And then I would just forget. So I would take two the next day. And like, I just, I was not a good pill person. That I never, the pill and me were not good because.
But why are you so good with your medication now? As opposed to that.
Well, I'm older, first of all. I wasn't so good with my medication when I was younger either.
Okay.
So I think I'm just older and...
Or maybe because you're on this specific medication that makes you...
Well, now it's just part of my daily routine, and I know what happens when I don't take my medication. And so, you know, when without the pill, there's no immediate ramifications. It's sort of at the end of the month when you're like, oh, fuck. Okay. So you're not feeling it until then. But no, I was never a good candidate for the pill because, first of all, I think that I was always – what if I was anxious or whatever, I probably blamed it on the pill. And I also was just terrible. I'm not a disciplined enough person, I think, to be on it. You have to be pretty disciplined. I probably would have been better with like an IUD or the depot shot or something, being something that's like every 3 months or 6 months or 5 years or whatever. But I never even got to that. When I was researching about the birth control, I realized how little I really know. I know so little because my only experiences are condoms and the pill. And the pill I wasn't even on the pill for that long. I was on maybe for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even have that much experience.
Okay. Well, don't pass over condom talk because you also asked me.
I have a lot of condom talk.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you were moving on from that yet. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Because you also asked me if I remember the first time I had sex without a condom. And if the difference really is big as they say it is.
Okay.
So do you want to get into that
Well,
now?
Let's take a break and then we'll get into it when we get back.
Ooh, that's a cliffhanger right there.
Condom cliffhanger. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so you asked me if I remember when I had sex without a condom for the first time and if the difference is really as big as they say it is. I don't
remember. For the guy.
Well, I want to hear your side of the story too.
Okay.
But for me, I don't remember the first time. But the difference in having sex with a condom versus without a condom, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's about 15 minutes.
it's a minute versus 15. The feeling is so dramatically different. Like, all right, here's how I define the difference. Okay, I have my own. Is this a
an analogy? Those
called? No, not the analogy.
Is it a metaphor?
Metaphor, no, or a simile, or what are those things called?
An analogy.
Analogy?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like wearing a raincoat in the rain. You know it's raining, and you can feel the rain, but you can't feel the water. Does that make sense?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That was a poem I wrote for you for our anniversary.
You need to copyright that. That's a poem.
No, but there's so many things. First of all, there's so many benefits to wearing a condom. There's so many benefits to birth control. But looking at the other side of it, for me, number one, I think it dampens the mood a bit too.
But it doesn't dampen the mood. A condom.
Explain to me that.
It keeps it dry. Doesn't dampen it.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm stuck. Because it's the moisture is locked in.
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, but when you have to stop and be like, oh, either like the woman says, let's get a condom, put it on. Or the guy says, oh, let me get my condom. And then you take the time and you try to open it and put it on. You hold the tip to get the air out and you roll it on. I don't know. Kind of like, I don't know. You're all like hot and ready to go. And then wait for the condom. You know, like it's
I'm
going to
let
breaker.
You finish and then I'll give my version of it.
All right, I said that how it feels different, okay? I also, I have a few little fun things here, too, that I researched that I thought would be fun, like, condom ads, like, why wear a condom? Like, what would their slogan be?
Okay.
All right. Number one, cover your stump before you hump.
No man wants it to be called a stump.
You can't go wrong if you shield your dong.
You made these up?
No, I found that.
I was just gonna say.
No, these are not mine. I don't take credit for these. If you're not going to sack it, go home and whack it. If you go into heat, package your meat. Mm-hmm. And for the last one, which hits pretty hard to home here, 1 + 1 = 3 if you don't use a condom. That's my favorite.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
That's good.
So wear a condom.
You should put those as one of our signs in the kitchen as the boys get older. We should we should put it all in the kitchen, like on a sign.
Right.
Like I have all the other stuff on a sign.
So for me, for a guy, yeah, it feels so much better without the condom. But there's so many reasons to wear one if you're depending on the situation. How about for you? What about women? What's the difference in feeling?
Well, I can't speak for all women, although on Instagram I did a lot about this. And I love our community because I was a little bit nervous about putting this stuff on Instagram. I did a story about it and I was a little bit nervous because Instagram has gotten really strict and I was worried that someone was going to report, like I was asking about birth control and condoms and pulling out and all this stuff. And you only needed one person to report you and then like you're flagged and, you know.
Oh, really?
But instead, our fucking community is amazing because I was laughing hysterically, first of all. I'll tell you some of the stuff that people said. But also people were so honest. I was like, if you don't want to share, don't share. I think I got 3,000 messages. And people are DMing me with their stories. And I feel so bad because I tried to get it back to as many as I can. But
wait, what was the question?
Well, you want me to go through? Okay, so I asked a whole ton of questions. The first one was, do you and your partner currently use condoms? And I have to say, I think our audience is mostly like 25 to 54-year-olds, mostly women, definitely some men,
mm-hmm.
But probably mostly like in a committed relationship. Certainly some aren't, mm-hmm. but in a committed relationship. Do you and your partner currently use condoms? What percentage do you think said no? And this had about 5,000 people answered this. Do okay. you and your partner currently use condoms?
All right. So they're 25 to 55, mostly committed. Mm-hmm. I'd say 50%.
83% said no.
They don't?
Right.
Right.
These I want to skip because I want to get back to them later. If you're a woman, have you ever bought condoms? How many do you think said yes?
18%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
65% said yes.
That women bought them?
Yeah.
Wait, male condoms, not women condoms.
Yeah, I think that was inferred. I'm okay. pretty sure. I have never bought condoms.
No, that's why I said 18%.
I'm not that I'm. It's not something that I'm not proud or not proud. I just have never done it.
Okay, I have a really funny story about condoms that I forgot about. I'm sorry to interrupt what you were doing here.
Oh boy.
I was, so I sell party supplies for a living and I was selling on Amazon for a long time.
Oh, I remember this. This is a good story.
And I was trying to branch out for online only sales into other areas that I wanted to sell. So I researched the condom area because it's the sex product area is a huge business. So I figured, how could I get into this? So I found flavored condoms and I bought thousands and thousands of flavored condoms.
This was like 15 years ago, right?
Not that long ago. Maybe 5-10 years ago. Not 15. Anyway. So I had an inventory of all these flavored condoms and I was selling party supplies at the same time. This was when Silly Bands was big. Remember Silly Bands? And so I was selling like thousands of Silly Bands on Amazon. I was selling thousands of condoms on Amazon and I mixed up an order. So somebody ordered like Spider-Man Silly Bands.
For a birthday party.
For a birthday party for a kid. And accidentally, we put the flavored condoms into the Silly Band package. So somebody ordered like Spider-Man Silly Bands and they received strawberry condoms.
Oh my God.
And I received a message from the customer wanting to destroy me, report me. And
so did she give out the strawberry condoms?
I don't know.
Party?
I don't remember the after effect of the whole situation. Right. But right. Wow.
Listen, it could happen to anybody.
I guess.
Well, when it comes to condoms for me, first of all, a lot of people, like you said, that not as many as I thought said that they use condoms. But the ones who did, I got a lot of messages who said, I liked condoms.
Did you?
I did. I also like.
Why? Because it lasted longer?
Well, when we were younger, you needed that. Now you don't need it so much.
No.
You can last a lot longer. But when we were younger.
That's the wine.
No, it's not just the wine. I think it's just also being older.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that it was, first of all, you were talking about the moment when you have to put on a condom or whatever. That kind of excited me. I kind of liked that. I thought it was kind of a turn on.
Really?
Like when you stop, you get up, like you walk away, you come back. Like I liked all of that. I thought it sort of was
exciting. Is any
exciting.
Of that like, oh, he's being a man, he's taking responsibility.
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know. I never broke it down.
He's making sure that I'm not going to get pregnant.
I'm sure that was a huge turn on to me. I'm sure the more condoms you put on, the more turned on I was. But I don't know. I never broke it down. But I just know that feeling of, hold on, I'm going to go get I'm going to go get it on and come back or whatever. As opposed to like sometimes you just like stick it in. It's like, oh, okay, hey, you know. I guess we're doing that now. Like this was sort of an anticipation and a buildup. Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I also feel like,
and for me, it's like I'm putting on this fucking condom. Like, oh my God,
right.
This fucking
sucks. Well, also it's a built-in lube, which for me is big.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the built-in lube. And until probably the last year or two, I didn't know much about lube. Like I didn't realize that you could like, you could shop for lubes. Like you would buy these like fucking like, you know, lubes that would set me on fire.
Oh my God, remember those condoms? Fire and Ice. That
was
the best.
Fire and Ice, no.
That was one of the ones I sold. That's why
I remember. I love those. It was dark and you put that on, Fire and Ice. Yeah. And I remember you came inside of me and I was like, like, what did you just, like, did you just set my vagina on fire? I hated it so.
I loved it.
They were terrible. It lasted
it
about 2 minutes.
So good.
No, it was, no, it lasted 2 seconds and we were done. But I feel like the natural lubrication was really easy as opposed to like now we, you know, have to hide my lube. So I go, well, I guess we'd have to hide condoms too, but I go in the closet, I get the lube, I come out like it's like a process. And now I have lubes that I love, but I didn't know until a year or two ago that those actually existed. So the condom for me was it was just a built-in lube. If you were having sex, also the wet spot in the mess.
Yes.
Like you sleep in another room. So you would just be like, okay, bye. And then there's a fucking huge wet spot in the middle of the bed.
Yeah, but even when we did sleep together, I knew where it was. And
right.
I would hide
from
it.
You would roll me over to my side so that the wet spot would end up on my side. And then the next morning, the kids want to come in the bed. I'm like, nope, I'll meet you down on the couch.
Right.
You know, like, don't come in my bed. Like, I feel bad. I don't want anybody.
You're talking to me? Don't come in your bed?
No, I'm saying I didn't want the... Oh, God. There's going to be a lot of that this episode.
Yeah.
But I also think that I also liked condoms, and a lot of women said this to me, too, is that the next morning, and a lot of women said this, too, I like condoms because the next fucking morning, I will be at the grocery store or at our kids' school volunteering or whatever, and all of a sudden...
You're leaking.
I think I fucking peed my pants. And I swear to God, every time it happens, and it still happens all the time, and it's the next day. Like, you would think, what is that? Why it's not absorbed? Like, I don't understand.
Absorbed by what?
I don't know. But where? Shouldn't it have somewhere to go?
Well, gravity.
Shouldn't that be
that
part of nature's process? That there's somewhere it's, like, to go and be stored, and then you, like, I don't know, pee it out or something?
That would make sense.
Right, but there's nowhere for it to go. So literally, and I swear to God, every single time it happens, it comes into my head. I'm like, I feel like LL Cool J. I'm like, don't call it a comeback.
Oh, God. You're ridiculous.
I swear. Because I'm always like, oh, there he is again. But it is. It's even if like you shower that morning and everything.
You're not showering. Like you're not taking.
But you don't know when it's going to happen. So you know, at some point during the day, you're dealing with like a fucking like.
Oh, so it's like a
volcanic
random thing?
Yeah, you don't know when it's going to happen. Oh, it's not like a timed
event.
No,
I didn't know if it was like a gradual process where it's
no,
just leaking
all
out
of
you.
A sudden, it just.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Wow. It's like that big bucket at Sesame Place or any of those water parks where all of a sudden it just like dumps on you and you just kind of have to like brace yourself.
This sounds terrible. I don't feel too bad for you because this is your fault. You made me get the vasectomy.
What does that have to do with it?
You would not have these issues had I not had the vasectomy.
Well, we're going to get to vasectomies. Exactly.
This was a transition.
I almost feel like that needs to be a separate episode, but I don't want it to be. Yeah, so I feel like I feel a lot of celebrities also say that they are big about using condoms. Howard Stern and Beth Stern, Howard always talks about how they use condoms. There's lot of benefits to it. I feel like it's
why do they use condoms? What's the benefits? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think first of all, I don't know if this is why. I'm sure this isn't why, but I know he's a germaphobe.
Right.
So I don't know if that just the cleanup of it just keeps it, you know, he's very like neat and tidy and everything. But I doubt that's why. But I think first of all, she probably just doesn't want to get pregnant. And that's like a good way to do it. And I don't know, they just have said they like condoms. I don't know, there's whole Reddit feeds that you can read about Howard and his.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. I have no interest in going to Reddit for that.
But, so I don't know. I just feel like I didn't mind condoms. I love not using condoms. I love the, like...
Well, you haven't explained yet the difference in feeling.
You know, it's hard because I don't quite remember. We haven't used condoms in a long time. But I would say that, you know, yes, I hope my family isn't listening to this episode at all, but you can fucking turn it off now if you are. And if you are, please don't be listening. But I do love the feeling of you coming inside me. That's completely different than a condom.
So different.
So different. Yes. So different. Love it. It's more intimate for sure.
Yes. You know,
there's something more intimate about it for sure. And the feeling is smoother and better. But I get why people use them. Like there have been articles and stuff, if you look in Cosmopolitan and everything, there have been articles about how, you know, oh my God, it's so shocking, married people still use condoms, whatever. I totally get it.
Yeah, there's reasons for it and reasons not for it, like anything else.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's take another quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I wanted to tell one story because I don't think we've told it on the podcast, and it is a funny story, is that when we were in our early 20s, maybe 21, and we had like no money to go away, but we wanted to go on a little trip, and we went to this ski trip in the Poconos at Cove Haven.
I think we did.
I don't think we told this story.
No?
Well, I'm telling it again. It's worth it.
Okay.
And so we went to Cove Haven, which is this place. You can look it up. I don't even know if it's still there. I think it is, though. It's like Caesars, owned by Caesars. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, online, the pictures looked phenomenal. It looked gorgeous. And we get there, and it's literally like, it looks like that place that the Griswolds went in vacation where, like, they look at the pool, and it's, like, brown and disgusting. There's, like, ducks floating in it. And you remember where they go? The campgrounds?
The camp? What?
I don't know. It looks like something the Griswolds.
I think you're thinking of the Karate Kid.
No, I'm not.
When they get to the place and there's pool and
Well, maybe, but it's also the Griswolds.
Okay.
So we get there and they have, first of all, it's like a champagne glass.
I remember there was billboards on the way there.
Yeah.
Showing like the champagne glass.
Yeah, it's like this gorgeous couple in this beautiful champagne. And when we were on our way there, I was like, this is going to be bliss. And we get there, we go into our room, which was a pretty big room. But it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And they had a circular bed with the mirrored ceilings. Yep. And then you go into the back of the room and there was like a small swimming pool, which they sold it as like a fucking like gorgeous swimming pool outside. No, it was like literally like probably a pool full of cum. So we decided we weren't going to go in the pool.
Right.
We're like, we're not going in the pool. That's just too much.
But you did Clorox the tub.
I did Clorox the tub because I was like, I did. I brought Clorox, which for me, that is impressive. But as an OCD, I was sort of like, I know what has gone on in this tub. So I Cloroxed the tub. We took a bath in it. And then so the end of the weekend comes and we're leaving. And all of a sudden we get home and all of a sudden I have like a head to toe fucking fungal rash. Meanwhile, you didn't get a rash.
No.
Right.
But you thought it was a shrimp rash.
Well, no. When I showed my dad, because I wanted him to look at it and see, he's a doctor. And I was like, what do you think this is? I was like, maybe I have a seafood allergy. Because I didn't want to be like, I was in a fucking champagne hot tub having right. sex with, like, so I didn't know what to say. But I had a really good idea. First of all, we needed like a full bed condom for that situation, right? Like,
well, anytime there's a mirror on the ceiling,
I think any hotels, there's part of me that's sort of like, that's why I always, when we go to a hotel, I tip so crazy. Like, you leave a tip and then you leave and I tip on top of that.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Do you want to bet?
Do you really?
Yes, because I think to myself, why?
Because
holy
the next
shit.
Time they're going to remember that you were there and you're back?
What do I care about next time? I think about what happened in that room that I don't feel like they should have to deal with.
Oh, I thought you were tipping because in case we come back, the room will be that much cleaner.
No. I'm saying when we leave at the end of the vacation.
Well, because of we've done.
Whatever. I just realized, like, oh my God, I don't want anybody to have to deal with this.
Okay.
You know, and I always want to be like, don't touch that part of the bed. Like, just leave.
Because when we leave a hotel room, it looks like a police scene.
Right.
And the whole room needs to be like.
Well, that's why I don't like to have sex in my when I have my period, because right. I don't want it to look like a police scene. But I remember being like, they need to have in those places, hotels should have, you know how you can go, you don't know, but you can go to a spa and you can get a disposable bathing suit. They should have disposable sheets where like at the doctor's office.
A disposable bathing suit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you go to the spa, you can get a disposable bathing suit. Like if you forget your bathing suit, they give you like this tiny little bathing suit that you can wear as a disposable bathing suit.
Oh, okay. You just throw it out.
Yeah, you throw it out. Okay. Because they're not going to keep, it's not like bowling shoes where they're going to like keep bathing suits back there.
They can't just spray it with that spray and make the bathing suit all good?
Probably.
Okay.
But I feel like they should have like when you go to the doctor's office and they pull the sheet out over the thing. They should have that at those kinds of hotels.
you
could make it pretty, put like roses on it or something.
That would make it that much better.
But I think that might be an idea we need to invest in.
No.
Who is with us?
Yeah. Who would ever stay in a hotel that you pull out one of those things to put over the bed?
But I wish we had done that at that hotel. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
But, if you have stayed in Cove Haven, I would love to hear your experience. And did you get the fungal rash?
And how was the comedy show? Remember that? We went to the comedy show?
I think I was too itchy to remember the comedy show.
We walked in and walked out.
Right.
If you don't remember.
Right.
But we had fun. Don't get me wrong.
It was a great.
We
wouldn't trade it for the world. Everybody in your early 20s has to go to a porn style hotel and get a fungal rash.
Yeah, well, come on.
If you're not going to do it, then when are you going to do it?
We snowmobiled.
Yes,
we had a good time.
No, it was a fantastic. I'm so glad we did it. It was great. I would never do it again, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to go into what. As I love our community so much, you guys had me fucking like laughing to death. I was asking about what are your preferred methods of birth control?
Okay.
I got a lot of, IUD was huge. A lot of people had IUD.
That's the insertion, like surgical.
Correct.
Insertion that stays there.
5 years or something. Okay. Yeah. I never had one.
In a woman.
But I know a lot of people who do. Yeah. In a woman. The depot shot was pretty big. Condoms were big, but not as big as I thought. I thought that was going to be what most people said. But anyway, so when I asked people about birth control, some of my favorite answers were the pull and pray method.
The what?
Pull and pray.
Oh God, that scares me.
Right. Especially with me as a wife. But
we never did that.
But I have friends who have been doing it for 20 years. I know people who have been doing it forever.
First of all, I don't trust your anxiety. Mm-mm. And I don't trust my judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be terrible mm-hmm. at that.
Yeah. I think we probably did it when we were thinking about maybe having kids.
I don't know.
I think I feel we
like
did
if
it
I
sometimes.
I was just in the moment, I would be like, I can't pull out.
No, I think we did it sometimes.
Yeah.
The next one was abstinence. I'm just too fucking tired.
All right. Next.
I mean, you know, happens. What is your preferred method of birth control? Anal. Another one of my favorite was, what do you do for birth control? And they said, spending the holiday break with my two kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy.
That's.
Yeah. That's birth control.
And then my personal favorite, what is your birth control? Being a lesbian. Fantastic. It makes, yeah. I mean, come on.
Total sense.
Let me tell you. So, but then when people were talking about what they do for birth control, there were a few things that I had to look up. And one of them was someone said Queen Anne's Lace. Have you heard of this? Mm-mm. So Queen Anne's Lace is a herbal birth control. And it said what we call Queen Anne's Lace has been recorded as an oral contraceptive. An early abortifacient, I've never heard that term before. I guess it's like a natural morning after pill. And the other thing I had never heard about was the Billings method. I never heard of that, but nope. Apparently it's pretty common. The Billings ovulation method is based on your interpretation of your cervical mucus. So I guess you're supposed to constantly like check your cervical mucus for how thin or thick it is. Generally speaking, over the course of each menstrual cycle, cervical mucus changes in predictable ways. Specifically, cervical mucus often becomes clear and elastic at about 6 days prior to ovulation. So you're supposed to constantly be checking your cervical mucus to see where you are. But people said they use it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I don't think we're going to get to vasectomies. We're going to do a whole separate episode, I think a part two.
Okay. So, all right. We will.
Yeah.
But
I have
before we get crazy feedback about that, we say we're going to talk about something and then we don't, we'll make it the next episode. Okay? So just wait 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that?
Oop.
All right. If that's fair to everybody, to Danielle, to me, to
everybody
listening.
Yeah, because I did tell some people who wanted us to talk about it that we were going to talk about.
Yeah. We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week. Okay. But I have a few other things here that people answered. I'll skip the vasectomy. We'll keep them for next time. But I said, if you and your partner has taken the pill, do you deal with side effects that interfere with your everyday life to some degree? Because the pill it can be, you know, a lot of times, listen, as women, we kind of like take a hit for being in charge of the birth control, and it's hard on our body. And I'll talk about this more with the vasectomy mm-hmm. episode. But 67% said, yes, I have to some degree experienced side effects. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember being taught the proper way to put on a condom? Did we answer this?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, 42% said yes. Do you remember abstinence being taught in school? Do you remember learning about abstinence?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
62%
so.
Said yes. Have you ever had an experience where the birth control you used was faulty or didn't work, i.e. a condom breaking, getting pregnant while on the pill, or IUD?
We have not.
Not that I know of. And I think I probably, like, with a microscope.
What?
Like, probably checked and made sure there was no
holes.
Well,
no, we had never had a problem with any kind of birth control.
Yeah, only 37% said yes. So 63% said no, which is great. But a lot of people did say that they got pregnant on the pill and stuff.
Yeah, 37% is kind of high, I would think. Oh. Using birth control and you're pregnant?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you and your partner currently ever use the rhythm or pull-out method?
What's the rhythm?
I think like where you can feel.
But
when
you were just thrusting
to
when you were saying that.
Where you can feel when you're getting to that point. I don't know.
Wait,
I don't
do
know.
That again
we never
before.
Did it. I'm dry humping my seat. No, I don't know if I've ever. I don't know because I would assume it's the same as the pull out, like where you can feel what's going on.
Okay.
And I don't know though. Please don't take my. I'm no
feel
sex
like
educator.
When you feel it, it's too late. I don't know. I just
you can feel when it's gonna happen.
But I don't want to stop.
Oh God! Well, that's different.
It's so hard to do that.
44% said yes that they used the pull-out method.
Okay, I have a few more things. And then we'll stop the episode, okay? And then we'll get to vasectomies next episode. Next week, don't yell at us. It's just part one of part
two. We have a lot about vasectomies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Around 3000 BC, talking about birth control here, condoms made from such materials as fish bladders, linen sheaths, and animal intestines. Those were condoms. How does that sound?
Oh, they were desperate.
Right? Around year 1500, the first spermicides introduced were used condoms made from linen cloth sheets and soaked in a chemical solution and dried before using. Sound good?
I don't even understand any of that.
This method dates back to the Talmud. Okay? Women would soak sponges in lemon juice before inserting them into the vaginas. The idea was that citric acid's spermicidal properties would prevent impregnation. So you would dip into lemon.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Women in ancient China were told that drinking hot mercury would prevent pregnancy.
Yeah, because it would kill you.
It would kill you. It would cause organ failure, and obviously you're not going to get pregnant. Oh. Yeah.
Terrible. We women have gone. I'm sorry, but terrible. We have gone. But just please, we have gone through so fucking much.
Okay, ready? I like this one. This is my favorite.
Oh, God.
In the 1950s, the idea spread that the carbonic acid in Coca-Cola killed sperm. The sugar exploded sperm cells, and the carbonation of the drink forced the liquid into the vagina. So, in other words, after you have sex, you take a bottle of Coke, shake it up, stick it in your vagina.
Stop it.
And let the fucking go into all the way in and kill all the sperm and let it go.
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, last one. The ancient...
You're laughing, but we
it's
have...
It's terrible.
We
it's
have
awful.
Withstood so much shit.
The ancient Egyptians came up with this method. Dating back to the 1850 BC, women would stick a ball of crocodile dung and honey into their vaginas, hoping the alkaline qualities would prevent pregnancy.
Oh my God.
Crocodile poop and honey into your vagina. No babies.
So terrible.
It's terrible. Ugh. On that note,
really?
Vasectomies next week.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we haven't convinced anybody just from those things that you should have a vasectomy, I got a whole lot to say about that. So, yeah.
All right. I think we're done for today.
Yeah.
We're coming back next week.
Rate and review.
All right. Yeah. Forget all that.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I wanted to thank everybody. You guys were so awesome with all your answers and everything. I know that it's a personal thing and nobody reported me. I was so happy. No, I'm not kidding. That was a big deal. And
so if you get reported, that's a problem on Instagram? Is that?
Yeah, I would get blocked. Yeah, your stories can get blocked and nobody can see them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it only takes one person. One person just has to report saying it's not appropriate and, you know, you never know. God. But I know, but
so
we have
crazy.
Awesome people.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone is excited about 2020. We really are. And thank you for continuing to be here. Mm-hmm. And we love you. And we have some great episodes coming up. Apparently, we have a vasectomy episode coming up.
So we just found out.
I think Adam is going to live perform a vasectomy.
Too late. Done.
Too late. Yeah, I know. We should have gotten that on video, man.
Yeah.
Like Katie Couric did her colonoscopy on video.
Did she really?
She did, yes. Try to encourage people to get colonoscopies. You should have done a live
vasectomy. No, I should not have.
Yes, it was so quick.
It was worse than those pictures of my tattoo that you were putting up all over the place.
You can't say that because there are people who are hoping that their husband... You can't say that.
No, I can say that, number one, because I'm just making fun. And number two...
You're making fun because you realize how crazy you were that you didn't want to get
one.
No,
don't put it that way. I'm saying that because there's so many reasons to do it. And
wait, are you saying that it was a big deal?
I'm saying it's... Can I save it for the episode or no?
I don't know, because you sound like you're saying it's a big deal.
No,
but
not a big deal.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. That's not what a I wanted big deal. To hear. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We done?
I think
what else
so.
You got? I mean, are we out of here or what?
I guess we're out of here.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Go use a condom. Be safe.
Or not.
Or not.
Or do something else. Cow like dung. What? No, alligator dung?
No, anal.
Anal? I'm not a big proponent of anal, no, as we not. All know.
Yeah.
The things we're embarrassed to admit episode if you have not listened to that.
All right. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here.
Bye, right. Mom.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Love you. Bye.